we had a real problem with the cover. Philips decided to do the cover for us, which is something that was a big mistake. We weren't happy with it, and we decided that they would, we would always do our own covers from that point onward.
Hey, I'm BJ, and you're listening to Day by Day Uriah Heep. This is the second episode about their second album, Salisbury, released in January of 1971, once again produced by manager Jerry Braun. And they have a new drummer named Keith Baker because Nigel Olsen, the previous drummer, returned to his position in Elton John's group. Unlike the first album, songwriting credits for this record, Ken Hensley has a writing credit on every song and is the sole author of three of the songs. So Ken had just joined the band. Actually, they had already started recording their first album, and they were called Spice when they got signed. And Ken Hensley joined the band, and they changed the name to Uriah Heep. And so they were changing their sound as they were going along, but Hensley didn't really participate in the writing process for the first album. Now, soon after this album came out, new drummer Keith Baker left the band and was replaced by a guy named Ian Clark, who was from another band on the Vertigo label called Cressida. And with Ian Clark, the band embarked on their first U.S. tour, opening for Three Dog Night and Steppenwolf. As for the album, Salisbury, the front cover features a picture of a British chieftain tank, which connects to the title, as Salisbury Plain in Wiltshire, England, was a military training area. The American release on Mercury Records once again had a different cover, a very scary, strange drawing that looks like a crude, maybe a mock-up for a potential Cannibal Corpse album cover. You know, check it out, you'll see what I mean. It's drawn by an artist named William Falkenberg, who also did the Shipwreck cover art for Kingdom Come by Sir Lord Baltimore, a famous proto-metal album of this time period. So Salisbury kicks off with a song that had actually been added to the U.S. release of the first album, Bird of Prey. And Bird of Prey is an awesome song. Very heavy, great riffs, screeching guitar breaks, heavy metal falsetto vocals from David Byron, and they rein it in at about 4 minutes, so it doesn't go on too long. So this is a killer song, and as I said on the last episode with the song Gypsy being a sign of things to come, Bird of Prey is taking that style and moving it further along, improving upon it, tightening it up. So, killer song, Bird of Prey. Second song on the album is called The Park, and this is written solely by Ken Hensley. It's a mellow, folky tune, walking through the park and describing the scenery. Basically, not a great way to follow up Bird of Prey. Next song on the album is called Time to Live, once again co-written by Ken Hensley with Mick Box and David Byron. Kicks in right away with heavy riffing, ripping organ, but it's kind of a plodding song that really doesn't go anywhere. Fourth song, last song on side one, Lady in Black, once again written by Ken Hensley, has an Irish folk song feel. It's kind of a galloping song. It's all right.
Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Flipping the record over, Side 2 only has two songs because the last song, the title track, Salisbury, is 16 minutes long. But the first song on Side 2, High Priestess, once again written by Ken Hensley. High Priestess kicks in with some great guitar. It's an upbeat, riffy song with cool melodic guitar breaks and a big chorus. Some of the operatic harmonies that we're going to soon hear from Queen. This is a great song, especially for 1971.
Sunshine to my eyes. You wandered through my sad disguise. And I have a love that cannot die for you. Thank you.
closing out the album is the title track. Question here is this song ambitious or pretentious? Do we really need a brass section? It's a long, meandering song, 16 minutes, like I said. Not something I'm really interested in listening to. So listen to High Priestess and you're done with this album. But Bird of Prey and High Priestess are both killer, killer songs for this time period and the developing genre of heavy metal, hard rock music. Final verdict on Salisbury. Yeah, it's really about those two songs. It's only a 6-song record. You know, it was a different time, so you could put out a 6-song album where one of the songs is 16 minutes long. On the US version, actually, they had moved High Priestess to the first position on the album because Bird of Prey was on the first album, and they added a boring, bluesy song called Simon the Bullet Freak. So the US version, while it's cool that it kicks off with High Priestess, it doesn't have Bird of Prey, so... Alright, so check it out tomorrow. We're going to talk about the third album by Uriah Heep, Look at Yourself.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Jabbers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.